My teeth hurt just thinking about that.
Yeah, awesome. My gosh, it's making me sick.
Okay, Dave, start.
And here we are, another waste of a podcast, show number 73. And the crowd goes
Woo!
Wild.
That's right, 7 plus 3 is 10.
Wow.
What?
Show number 10.
But we're 73.
Right. But it feels like 10.
I am hopped up right now on some Mountain Dew Baja Blast. As your ever-present host, I'm Dave. Across from me in our St. Louis studio is the ever-fit Mr. Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm well. I have not had a soda in 10 years.
Well.
10 years?
Oh, what? 9 years. 9 years.
Nobody likes a quitter.
Holy.
Across from me is an empty chair.
Oh, I moved over here, Dave.
But Nick has moved himself to
Look to the side. Look to the side.
Oh, there's Nick.
Hey.
He's moved himself to the celebrity couch because Sarah is not here this evening. Sarah is on sabbatical doing research.
Again.
Doing research for the show.
Oh.
But we have intern Just Nick over there. Just intern Nick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What?
I think my title's getting longer.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
And also sitting on the celebrity couch, the bodacious girl, Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
Mine's getting shorter.
Yeah, it really did, but yeah. We always forgot it. Yeah.
It's fine. I'm doing good.
I'm getting longer and you're getting shorter.
Why you said it like that?
Weird.
I'm doing good, Adam.
I always say shit like that.
And that is a good place to end the opening music. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the
record.
Show. I did press record. It's been recording for the last 5 minutes.
All right.
But we were randomly talking about other things that the audience will never know.
That's right. Lots of bullshit.
Everybody that would download it is listening.
Actually, well, anyone who downloads, yeah, it's true. I'd like to say if you are listening to this on iTunes, thank you, and don't forget to rate us 5 stars or...
That's right.
Rate us 5 stars or don't rate us at all. That's what I like to say. And give us a nice review or just a review of any kind, as I like to read our own press.
You could write us the review that Siskel and Ebert gave of Forrest Gump. We don't care.
I would prefer it, though. I've never actually seen all of Forrest Gump.
What?
It's like an epic movie.
It's too long. Don't have time.
What?
Break it down. Break it down. A couple nights.
Too long. In 15-minute
increments.
It's like a 4-part miniseries.
In 15-minute increments.
I have it on VHS, so you can borrow.
You can find us on the WordPress. That's our homepage, awoa.wordpress.com. You can follow us on Twitter, though I rarely post anything. I'm going to start posting stuff, though. I don't know what, but I'm going to try to do
he
that.
He always says that, people.
Always.
Don't listen to
I'm going
to
give Adam the Twitter account, too, so he can post
Yeah! Stuff. Take that, suckers! So I can post about how Dave never posts anything.
And we can argue with ourselves, and it'll just sound like ourselves arguing.
Right, they'll be like, man, AWOA podcast is schizophrenic.
I'm so smurfly. I want to say hi to the diehards. I don't want to call them diehards. We need to call them something else.
Livehards.
No, that's...
Livesofts.
How about fans?
That's right. Patron of diehard.
Fans.
Listeners.
Listeners.
Patrons.
Patrons. Friends. Ooh, our patrons. No, that our means... Patrons. If they're patrons, that means they're paying us.
Well...
They're giving us money, and they haven't given us a dime.
Mikey says it's on every day on TNT, AMC, or TBS.
TNT.
How could you not have seen it?
That is true. I'm a little shocked.
Very disappointed.
We'll call you guys the Wasters.
Yeah. The Lifers.
The Wasters.
Or how about the Anothers?
Anothers? Hello to our Anothers.
The Anothers. Hello, Anothers.
What up, Ubs?
Hello to our Wasters. Our Wasted Wasters.
I
wasters.
Like that, Dave. They're wasted.
They're wasted.
Oh, Nick just got it.
The original show name was Another Wasted Podcast. But then I thought that maybe people would think we were drunk or on the marijuana, so I thought...
And we've only been drunk a few times on the show.
Yes, we're falling behind on the wasted part. So,
fairly enough.
That's on the itinerary for November, Adam.
Yes.
All right.
So, I'd like to say hello to the chat room. We have Super Waster. super time waster. Kiwi's in the room. Hi, Kiwi.
Kiwi.
I cannot forget producer Rob, which I did not ask how the show sounded. I'm hoping it's a thumbs up, though.
He would have told you by now.
He would have. I need to get Rob on a webcam so I can watch Rob as he's
that's right.
as he's playing DOD or some other video game.
You want to watch Rob?
Yeah, they did make it back. They make it back. I've got Charlie in the room. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. What's all this, son?
Hello, Governor.
Every time.
What's that, right?
Every time.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's all the malarkey? Boulderdash.
Quite an extraordinary day here.
Wait, Charlie's in the room?
Boulderdash. Yes, Charlie's in the room.
Hey, that's my super fan.
We have Super NASCAR Mike in the room.
What up, Mike?
My daughter loves cars. Does that count as being a NASCAR fan? I don't know.
Yes.
Totally.
And we have former team member, little Michael Makers in the room. Mikey Maker, right. He just celebrated his 42nd birthday.
He's not so
Happy
little
birthday,
anymore.
Grandpa.
Yeah. 40, 42? No,
he's 31. He's 31. Oh, I just gave away his age. I hope he
you
doesn't
know what's,
mind.
You know what's hilarious is I was there 10 years ago on his 21st birthday party at Blueberry Hill.
Wow.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
A little bit.
We've known each other for 10 years?
That's crazy.
It is a little strange.
Not really. I mean, I've almost known Dave. Well, we got a couple more years before it's 10, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't count those years. I really didn't know you.
Yeah, I didn't
realize it until I actually thought about it when I saw he was turning 31, and I thought, oh, look at that.
Yeah, because I started at City Improv in 2001. So and
I started at the very end of 2001.
Really?
Wow.
They didn't waste much time before they brought you guys in.
Yeah,
it must have been like 2 months because I came in September, so you must have come in.
I was December.
That's crazy.
Almost 4.
We didn't do our first show till like March, though.
Oh my god!
Oh, really?
You were on probation.
So maybe we came in at the end, beginning of 2002.
Charlie says, "Well, Mike, you can read that." But Charlie says, "Happy birthday."
Oh, good.
Mikey's going to hate me, but I've got a video that I made of Mikey for his show that he did, Definitely Mikey.
Yeah.
Adam, were you at that show?
I felt like I went to one of them.
His one-man show?
Yeah, because is that where he did and reenacted the entire Indiana Jones epic stunt spectacular?
That was Alcohol, Fame, and Sketch Comedy.
It was?
That was a different show, yeah. Because that was at Laughs on the Landing.
Okay, maybe not then.
So, no, the Definitely Mikey show was at City Improv, and the show began, we showed a music video of Oasis's Supersonic, and Mikey and I went out throughout St. Louis through his spots where he used to hang out when he was a teenager, and we videotaped him at his grade school and at his high school and at the laundromat he hung out at and the park he used to play at.
He hung out at a laundromat?
I could tell his stories for him if I recall them. He used to play hockey, like roller hockey in the parking lot of the laundromat, and then they would go inside the laundromat and, like, cool down, I guess. I don't know.
Whoa.
And probably steal ladies' underpants.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You say that as if it's a bad thing.
Don't give away Dave's.
So what did you do with all this?
I remember Mikey's show, Definitely Mikey, because he did a sketch about, and I think this was a sketch, I don't think it was in his stand-up, but he did a sketch as a Christian comedian.
The Christian stand-up, yes.
It was fucking hilarious.
I have to the people who don't know.
I mean...
Which is everybody but you two?
Mike, well, I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but Mikey is not necessarily the most Christian believer out there.
What?
I know it's hard to believe. Hey, Jackie's in the room. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
That's funny because Rob and Jackie are in two different rooms in the same house.
Oh, that's
the show.
Right.
Thank you for adding
another
listener.
She wants to be back on the show.
She had
her first taste last week. She wants to be back.
That's right. She wants us to talk about sexual intercourse again.
Sexual intercourse. We'll get to Jackie's sexual intercourse later. I'll tell you everything I found out after the show.
All right, good.
Anyways, so Mikey had this great idea. Mikey had this idea. He wanted to do a Christian stand-up comic. So, because his entire act is not Christian stand-up, and he goes up there and he does this really shy kid
smoking peach cobbler,
doing Christian stand-up, and he's got all of his jokes written on a piece of paper, and it's so awkward. He's really awkward the entire time, and it's hilarious because we all know Mikey. So
oh my God, it was. I think it's funny even if you don't know Mikey. It's just very hilarious.
I put it on Facebook. Not on Facebook. I put it on YouTube years ago, and this is years ago now. And every few months, I still get a comment.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna find it.
It's,
oh, I didn't know it was out on YouTube. I got to look for it now.
What's it
yes. It's, I think it's just... You can just look up Christian stand-up, and it'll probably show up.
I don't want to know what else I'll come up with.
I would be surprised if that did.
If you just looked up Christian stand-up?
Yeah. Maybe Mike Manker or Skokies.
Mike Manker or Skokies?
Skokies
Swift.
Are you
going to give away my thing? I don't know. Christian stand-up.
Christian...
All right, Christian stand-up. There's a lot of Christians doing stand-up. You may want to
actually a lot, and they are not funny.
You may want to write. You may want to use a Bic pen and write Mikey Manker as well.
Let's see. Pen?
A Bic pen. Mikey Manker, Christian stand-up. There it is. It's the first one on there. Part of his one-man show. So
that's
what?
Very.
I'll put it up on the page. It's hilarious, but it's completely off. Not completely off, but
yeah,
I wanted
it had nothing to do with. With other than I wanted to point out how hilarious it was.
My favorite sketch, we can just sit here and talk about Mikey. My favorite sketch, one of them was the Harlem Globetrotter sketch.
Yep.
Also on YouTube, I think.
That's right.
Mikey just, he comes out, he's got a ladder on the stage, and he's got a little basketball, and he just does Harlem Globetrotter tricks for the entire Harlem Globetrotter song. It's absurd and hilarious.
Because they're real shitty tricks. Sorry, Mike.
I'm just sorry, Mike. But just so I can read you these comments, 5 years ago, someone just posted, "Dude, I like your style." So, and also 5 years ago, "Not bad, but why did everyone keep laughing hysterically after every joke? Granted, the guy's okay, but it's not roll on the floor funny for crying out loud."
Somebody thought he was a real Christian.
Yes! 4 years ago, someone wrote, "Creepy."
That was me.
All right, that was Aaron.
One year ago, someone wrote, "Nice try, but you need better material."
Which makes this so much funnier.
Also, a year ago, someone wrote, "See Tim Hawkins or Darren Sturblow. They are funny."
Oh, I'm going to look them up, too.
Someone else, I think, who's in on the joke wrote, "They're laughing because he's playing a character. This isn't his actual stand-up."
And oh, good.
And
who
then
was that?
I had someone named Arrival Time.
Was it you?
It was not me. And then the last person, which was 11 months ago, wrote, "What are these people on?"
That was me, too.
So,
how many views has it had?
Oh my God, Christian Standup has had 1,716 views.
Holy shit!
I mean, that's legit right there.
That is legit. And now that we talked about it, we're going to get more people to view it.
We're like five more people.
Yeah,
no, five more people.
It's going to go up by five.
Four of them will be yep. Adam.
That's right.
So yes. Anyways, I made a music video for Mikey, and he won't let me show it. I think it's pretty good. It was my first ever work with video editing, and I knew Mikey well enough, but I'd never hung out with him before. So I had not hung out with anybody before, mind you. Like, I didn't hang out with Adam. I didn't hang out with anybody at City Improv.
Oh, I just thought you meant in general.
He never had friends.
No,
I've never hung out with anybody.
Adam. What did I do at the end of most shows?
What do you mean? What did you do?
When the
like
show?
You went home.
Yes, I went home.
Yeah.
Or I said,
See ya.
See you. And I said, "No, I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife." I would say that, but I would only say that on nights where I was pretty positive that was going to happen. To make sure.
So you said that once.
At least once every few months.
Yeah.
He didn't want to jinx it, you know.
Oh, Mikey says you ate Taco Bell and slept with your wife.
Yeah, Mikey was there. He knows. So Mikey asks me. He was having some troubles at the time. He had been suspended from the club for reasons that were pretty exaggerated. But needless to say, he was putting together his own one-man show, and he asked if I would go around videotaping him, and I did. And, actually, Adam, you were mostly part of that, so I don't know if he was exaggerated or not. But
I feel like there's a good story there.
Not really.
No.
Adam,
yeah,
you
carry on.
Adam, you were there. You can tell it.
I was there, but you finish your story.
Anyway, so So he asked me if I would videotape this. I'd never done any video work before. I just played around and I followed him around and made this project. I'll show you guys when the show is over, but I can't show. I can't publish it because Mikey will disown me.
Oh.
We have a contract, so.
Is it a verbal contract, Dave? Because it can't hold up in court.
It's a written contract.
Really?
We've got a contract. Is it notarized?
It's memorized.
Notarized?
No, probably not notarized. So I won't put it up. But yesterday was his birthday, and he wanted people to post Oasis videos, and I'm just like, he was daring me to do it, even though he had told me not to, because it's an Oasis song. But anyways, I can't show it. I'll show it to you guys.
Wait, so he dared you to do it?
Well, it felt like he was daring me to do it.
Why didn't you just do it?
Because
there's a contract.
I have a contract.
Oh, whatever.
And I'd be disowned, and I can't have that happen.
Like a real contract?
How is anything real on this show, Adam?
No.
Even our true stories aren't even that real.
True that.
Except for
Aaron's.
I don't
know what to believe anymore.
Anyways, do you really want? I mean, you don't want to hear what Adam did. It's not that. Or not Adam. What Mikey did. It's not that important.
I don't think so. I don't think it's all that interesting. Actually,
it was highly exaggerated.
Okay, carry on.
Or not. Yeah,
it'll fit in with the rest of the stuff we've been talking about.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. Snap.
No, I'm just joking.
See, this is what happens.
I had to say it.
This is what happens when Nick said, see, I don't see Nick in his chair, so I don't even know he's here right now. I have to keep turning my back all the way around. Like, Nick's here? What's that all about?
The topic says move on.
Couches behind you?
Even the topic says move on. We can't talk about Mikey anymore. So, Mikey, happy birthday. Let's all sing Mikey happy birthday.
Another creepy whisper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mikey.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
That's happening again. I think it's my headphones.
Yeah, because I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
I think it's my headphones.
So.
Maybe it's just your head.
It's your head?
Oops. Your head. Plug someone else's. Well, that won't work.
There you go. That's better. I've got a list, but Adam, I'll ask you real quick. Do you have anything that's happened to you this week that you want to talk about?
What that has happened to me this week? No.
Yes. No.
Dave farted.
Not one thing has happened to me. I did go to Six Flags over Mid America on Friday.
Over Mid America. Oh, yeah.
Did you get your money back?
In Missouri?
I've been there.
I didn't get my money back because I have season pass.
Ooh, so they're like $20.
So it was hilarious. Like, you buy a season pass for like $40.
Jesus. Mikey wants to know if there's any new rides.
Any new rides?
Yes.
No, they've changed the name of the Tony Hawk ride.
There was a Tony Hawk ride?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot like Primeval Whirl.
Yeah.
What's it called now?
Primeval Whirl.
It's called
Turbulence.
What's your doppelganger's name again?
Sean White.
It's called the Sean White ride?
Heck yeah.
No, it's not. Oh. They couldn't. I think they lost the rights to the names now, so they're just calling.
Do they still have the Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and the Batmans.
And the Batman.
Mr. Freeze.
I used to know the Flash.
Yeah, well, now Mr. Freeze goes backwards.
Ooh.
Like, you ride it in reverse.
So whenever you're coming back down, you're going forward?
Yes.
That's weird.
When they shoot you out of the tunnel, you're shot out backwards.
Wowzers.
That seems a little...
It's slightly terrifying. Terrifying.
I did not ride it because Molly is too short. Oh. So, which is okay for me because I never really cared for Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
I mean, he's an okay villain, but...
Do they still have Scooby-Doo?
They do.
Ooh.
They do. It's way loud, so Molly does not care for it because it's so loud.
That was my life for 5 years.
And the line is always so fucking long. It's ridiculous.
That's why I don't go to Six Flags. And
so they have this thing there where you can pay money to like move to the front of the line type thing.
Nice.
Yes.
I don't. It's like a flash pass, or something. I don't know what it's called.
A lot of theme parks.
But what it also does is it allows you to ride the rides over and over again if you would like to.
Really?
So, like, you pay this, and if you're on the ride and you just want to go again, they say okay and just let you go again. So it really slows shit down.
I want to do that.
Did you do it?
Hell no. It was like $70.
Yeah, it's more than the theme parks do that.
That's more than the price of admission.
That was bullshit.
More than his annual pass. It's more than he pays to get in all year.
Right?
One of the guys that I work with did the open to close on the People Mover at Magic Kingdom.
He wrote it?
Yeah. He wrote it from the opening of when the park opened till the last time we went around at night. Yeah.
Why?
Did somebody bring him like snacks?
He wanted to beat a record.
Did he beat it?
I think he did until the 24-hour day.
Oh.
Somebody did it on the 24-hour day?
I don't know. I think someone did it for a long time. I don't think they did it all 24 hours.
I will tell you.
Some people have major awesome lives.
I know. I have so many friends.
Nick is such
huge.
A hater. Nick hates everything.
I don't hate everything.
We're gonna get to that.
It doesn't matter, man.
I'm just going to stop talking.
No, Aaron, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I have so many friends that are such huge you have so many poster friends. Dorks.
Well, yeah, I know
they're all roller coaster enthusiasts. I was at SheWorld with some of them on Saturday, and apparently Cedar Point announced a new ride. They were so excited in line. They're like, how many Gs? How many? Oh, my God. They had all the pictures out.
Nerds.
They were looking at all the sights. I was just scared I was going to throw up on the one coaster that we went on.
Oop.
It was ridiculous.
Was it Manta?
I was embarrassed. Yeah.
Manta's awesome. Cool. You went on Manta before it was even open to the public.
I know. I still get scared.
I have not been on it.
It's an awesome ride.
That's part of our itinerary.
On, is it? Oh, okay.
I went on the Kraken after having drank around the world. That was a bad choice.
That was terrible. We also went on Journey to Atlantis.
Ooh. Oh, and Mikey got soaked.
I hate that ride.
He was sat in the front, and this wave just came over the front of the boat and soaked him.
That was the hardest I ever laughed.
There's lots of roller coasters in Europe.
I was so hungover. My Lord.
Mikey was wearing jeans.
Yep.
good time.
Kiwi's getting her windows tinted. That's what's going on in the chat.
Oh,
nice,
hell,
Kiwi.
Yeah.
With limo tint.
Is it more tint than Aaron's got on her windows?
I had to pay $70 to get my windows tinted.
That was it?
That was it, yeah.
Really?
Aaron had to pay $200 and she didn't get nothing done.
Yeah, I got $200 for a birthday gift to get my windows tinted and I never tinted them.
Hell, for under $200, I got four used tires and my windows tinted.
I think I need to get a new tire.
I need a new tire.
Probably more
fucking
than one.
Fucking tires.
For
God
real.
Damn.
Guys, I know this place that will give you like tires for like $30.
Do you? If you could do it, jump on it.
That sounds sketchy as hell.
Yeah.
It don't matter as long as you get tires on your car.
I got tires.
It's a place of business.
It's not someone's backyard.
Yeah.
In Bowling Green during college, I kept losing hubcaps. I had to go to Earl's Hubcap City, which was down a dirt road, and then it turned into a gravel road. And I'm pretty sure I bought my hubcap back.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure he came and stole my hubcap.
At good old Earl's Hubcap City.
I took it there once because it wouldn't stay on, and it was the only hubcap place in Bowling Green. And he popped my little thingies to hold it up.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he popped them like back out.
Yeah, he did.
And he put it on and goes, that should do ya. And then I said, thank you. And he goes, what's it worth to you? And I was like, my life. I don't want to die.
You're going to give him your life?
No.
And then he went back there? You're smart.
No, I got the hubcap there the first time, then I went back. I lost a lot of hubcaps on Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Ain't my love.
So you want to hear something crazy? I came home today, and my garage door was wide open.
Bum, bum, bum.
And Sarah does not remember opening the garage when she left, and Aaron says she didn't open the garage.
I didn't even go in the garage.
So I don't know how or what opened the garage, but I'll tell you this much. Absolutely nothing was stolen, and I'm actually kind of mad.
you
know
get,
why,
like,
Dave?
Your car stolen?
Well, no. I mean, just in the garage, nothing was stolen. My garage is filled with crap. They could
have. But you have a nice washer and dryer in there. You don't want to certainly lose that.
No. That would have been a little harder to take out.
I have an extra one in my house.
Do you know why nothing was stolen, Dave?
Why is that, Nicholas?
Because they're still hiding in the garage.
See, I thought about that too, but I checked around already, and I didn't see anybody. Except for that black guy that's sleeping on Sarah's couch.
What?
Shut up.
She said he's supposed to be there, though, so I don't know what that's all about.
That closet's never shut.
I'm freaking Aaron out of it.
But I have been, not here, but in Belleville, Illinois, we are broken into twice. Has anyone else had their homes burglarized?
I don't want to talk about this when I'm buying a house.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Adam?
Knock on wood.
My parents' lake house was burglarized.
Burglared?
Burgled.
Burgled. Adam, let me ask you. Let me change the subject quickly now. Because you brought up something that I was reading about today. About lake houses and people swimming in lakes and getting parasites and dying?
Yes.
What's that all about?
It's when the water gets really hot.
There's some type of like thing in the water where the parasite will swim up your urethra.
Ow.
That's your pee-pee
your
hole.
Penis, like the hole in your penis, Dave.
I've got one of those.
And,
a penis?
Santa
will kill you.
Do they have do you have those in your lake?
I don't know. I'm not dead yet, so...
I think it's more common when the water gets to like a certain, like really hot temperature.
It's crazy because and Adam, I'm sure you have swam in more lakes than I have in your lifetime. We've swam in lakes for years.
Not more lakes. I've shared and swam in the same lake since 1989.
Well, you've swam in a lake more often than I have.
Probably,
but
yeah.
I've never heard of this phenomenon since like 2 years ago.
Well, it's extremely uncommon.
Okay. But it's happened
you look at how many times it's actually happened. It hasn't happened all that much. But it's just bad.
It's bad.
Nobody wants to die when they're just sitting there having a good time.
Mm.
You guys know about Lake of the Ozarks, right? About Party Cove. You're not supposed to get in the water.
You're not supposed to do anything in Party Cove. My goodness.
Uh-oh.
Adam's been there.
There's at least 3 deaths in a month.
See?
There's a billion people.
Aaron, I like the way you're researching this on your cell phone when you have your iPad right in front of you.
I'm in the chat room.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just, you know, 3 people from a pee-pee parasite.
Ate his brain.
That's 3 too many.
It ate his brain. And it's in Florida.
You know,
yes, it happens a lot in Florida.
There's one parasite that swims up there, and then to stay there, it's like just think of like a puffer fish in your pee-pee hole.
I like that.
Puffs up.
You know what you got to worry about in
the
Florida?
Ladies would
fucking
like that.
Alligators. Yeah. Don't worry about this little parasite. You worry about alligators.
I'd be
there
more worried
about
it.
There was a boy swimming in a lake, and it bit off his goddamn arm.
Yeah.
I don't think you're not supposed to swim in lakes in Florida.
His arm
obviously
bit off
these
his
people
arm.
Did.
This
what?
One got it from tap water he used in a neti pot.
Neti pots. Bad idea.
It wasn't even
What's
in a lake.
What's wrong with a neti pot?
Disgusting.
He pours it in one nostril, and it comes out the other.
No, yeah. And the amoeba went right to his brain.
Oh.
120 U.S. cases, almost all of them deaths,
have
been reported since the early 1960s.
See that? Right.
Oh.
About 3 a year.
Oh, so we've already had our 3 this year.
Last year there were 4.
What?
I know.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Shit's
it's called
getting
the
crazy.
Naglier ea fowl eri.
I'm not going anywhere with tap water or pond water. I'm only going to bathe in chlorine.
There you go. You should chlorine in your bathtub.
That's right. That and bleach.
That's safe.
That's safe. We just finished the XXX Olympics.
Yes.
We just finished the XXX Olympics.
I would watch that.
Who's we?
The world, Adam.
Huh?
It was the 30th Olympic.
It was, David.
But it was.
He got a David.
I saw a poster and I looked at it and said, you know, Olympic XXX. I'm like, that's just an unfortunate number for the Olympics.
Yeah, what idiot would do that?
Like they would. Yeah. You would think they would skip over this.
Damn Romans.
So Dave, it's the 30th Olympics over a span of how many years?
At least 10.
Good job, Dave.
I say that at least. I can't go wrong with that, right?
You are correct. It is at the very least 10 years.
Yes. Did anyone bother watching the Olympics this year?
Yeah, I watched
it
all.
I did. I watched a lot of it.
Adam?
I watched more than I ever have.
I watched some of it, but I don't have TV. I just watch like Netflix and stuff like that and movies.
Me too. Aaron, what did you watch? This is Aaron. Hold on. Aaron's Olympic update.
Oh,
sorry.
Can we done?
Hold on, turn this off.
Hello.
Okay, we're good.
I watched a lot of stuff. We talked about some of the last
week. And we move on.
And that's it.
We watched the beach volleyball. It was really good.
That was tough.
It was America versus America in the ladies' finals.
America.
I'm an American.
America won.
Why would America go against America?
It was the finals. There's two teams.
Oh. See, the best against the best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the people I work
with. Can we win the medal count?
Oh, I'll get it.
One of the people I work with told me before the Olympics started that China was going to beat us this year in the medal count.
Was this person from China?
This person was not from China.
Well, they're stupid.
China sucked it up, didn't they?
No, China was number two, I think.
They were.
They showed a lot of videos of the Chinese people being so upset to get silver. And yeah. Americans were like, there was the British diver that when he got bronze, like people like came out of the audience and like tackled him into the water. They were so excited.
Well, you got to imagine.
Well, yeah, Chinese are going to be like tortured when they get back to their country.
Exactly. And, you know, if you win gold, you've won it all. So that's the best. Mm-hmm. And if you've won bronze, you didn't take fourth.
Right. Yeah. You at least got a medal.
Yeah, but still, you still lost.
Yes.
Silver is the first loser.
It's the first place loser.
Exactly.
Last week we talked about the gymnast that was supposed to get the vault gold and she ended up falling.
Yes.
And she was very kind of like, had a horrible facial expression on the podium. Have you seen the internet stuff about her now? It's like Michaela's not impressed.
Hilarious.
It is so funny.
They superimpose her picture in all of these famous things going on and it says like Michaela's unimpressed.
Hmm. I like the one with Rocky.
I like the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah. U.S. had 104 total.
104 medals total, Nick.
46 gold, 29 silver, and 29 bronze.
That's
and
good.
China
had 88 total.
What?
38 gold.
We kicked ass.
38 gold, 27 silver, 23 bronze.
Kicked ass.
Followed behind them was Great Britain with 65.
The home team. Mikey says that the Chinese kids made all the medals, so...
We kicked ass.
I said they did. I wonder if you can open it and there's chocolate in there.
Ooh.
That's if the Swiss made them.
they're not when they're gold. I mean, they're just gold plated, and they're not even that much gold.
Do you know why they bite their medals? You ever see them? You know why they bite it. You know why?
To make sure
it's not chocolate.
The photographers are telling them to.
Their medals aren't marked for anything. So if they've won more than one medal, they won't know which one's which. So they'll bite it, and that'll be proof that it's theirs, as well as so they'll know which medal it is. So if they've won multiple medals, like if they won for this race, that race, and this race, all three medals, if they won gold, all look exactly the same. So there's nothing to differentiate these three medals. So if you bite it here, bite it there, you know that each medal is different. Well, if you'd know if that was your plan.
I'd write
Why don't you take a magic marker on the back?
Instead of having these big ass teeth marks.
But they're your teeth and it's your medal.
I got an idea. A piece of tape and then right on the tape.
A label on the necklace.
Dave took my medal. Dave took my medal. I want my medal back. No. Good as dental record.
Yeah,
good as dental record.
I take your piece of tape off. It's now my medal. Yeah.
I could just take your medal anyway.
You can't take my medal.
I could, Dave, and I will. Speaking of medals, how'd your swimming go?
Yeah.
We haven't raced yet. I've got 3 weeks.
Oh, fuck.
I got three weeks.
He's got 3 weeks to train.
3 weeks to train.
Have you trained at all?
Change subject.
I've not trained at all.
Thinking of the medals, I thought, Dave's going to win.
I'm gonna fucking win, but we'll talk about that a little later.
By the way, Mike says it's been almost an hour, no mention of butt sex.
That's right.
Butt sex.
Until right now.
You're welcome,
when the hell do we ever talk about butt sex?
We talked about it that one day.
Since show 69, we've mentioned butt sex like every show.
Yeah. Did we talk about
we talked about it last week.
We mentioned sex.
Sex?
Yeah,
sex.
Just regular vanilla sex.
Vanilla sex?
Not chocolate sex?
Not any of the chocolate kind.
Can we talk about the closing ceremony?
I once watched a
porn.
I didn't watch any of them. What happened?
Wait, I once watched a porn video called The Sex Olympics. It was from the 70s. It was pretty impressive.
Were there events? Sure
there were events, yes. You don't want to know what they were.
No.
Aaron's performed a couple of them.
I'm sure you have too. I'd hope you'd have. Anyways. Yes, Aaron, with the
closing ceremony
recap. I only saw about 5 minutes of it.
I only saw about none of it.
I heard the Spice Girls were there.
Yes.
Spice
Girls.
Do I have any Spice Girls?
Spice up your life.
Oops.
Girls of the world.
What
Spice up your life.
I didn't...
I'm a boy, I'm a girl.
Spice. Oh,
If you want to get my, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Gotta get with my friends.
Yep, I don't have any Spice Girls.
Ginger Spice is no longer a ginger, and I was very disappointed.
What?
But they looked great.
But they looked great.
Yeah.
Even though she's no longer a ginger, she still looked great.
Posh Spice actually smiled. I saw a smile.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. She was not wearing giant sunglasses. So.
Is she allowed to smile?
I'm pretty sure she's not, but I won't tell anybody. But the rest of it, I wasn't impressed with, and I may be crazy. I just got
Who
very...
Who directed it?
The same guy that did the opening one, I think.
Okay.
I was just bored.
There was a giant octopus there at one point.
Yes, and Fatboy Slim was inside of it.
Weird.
What?
Yeah, nobody knows. And then the commentary would tell me who... I don't think they had notes for who was who, because they told like who all the normal people are that you know. Like at one point, all these supermodels came out, and like you know Naomi Campbell.
I do.
And Kate Moss.
I do.
But then there's the other random people. That nobody knew
and they were. This other person.
And then...
All's I know... Oh, sorry, go on.
No, it was just... I didn't know, obviously, who half the people are, and Charlie may know. They may be all UK people. But it was fine. I mean, I wasn't that super impressed.
When the musical artists came up, when Madness came out to play our house in the middle of our street, mm-hmm. I'm like, nobody... knows who the Madness is anymore.
No, I didn't
not
know.
Only, not, only, not, only that, not only that, they're totally lip-syncing this entire song. That really bugged me.
Yes. Well, and then, who was it? There was somebody that was driving, like, behind, they were standing on these, like, platforms behind bikes, and I have no idea what that song was.
They were the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, with these crazy masks. Yes. They are. I have no idea
what
they are.
Here's our house.
Yeah, I knew the song. I just didn't know
it was, they did West. They did West End Girls.
Yeah, I had no idea what that song was.
Now, see, I think that's a shame because, like, the Winter Olympics, their closing ceremonies were incredible.
I miss all of Beijing, but everyone said Beijing's
there
were
was, like,
amazing.
I don't know what it was about it. There was, like, the floor was monitored. And so, like, they had, like, these, like, they showed, like, all of a sudden the floor turned into the ocean.
Ooh.
And then they would have these whales like swimming through on these monitors.
That.
But every now and again, they would shoot air up through the blowholes and it would actually like shoot out of the floor. It was way cool. Where was that? Russia?
Wasn't that Canada?
It was Canada last year.
It was Canada? Okay, I couldn't remember.
Charlie says, from a Brit, we didn't even have a smidge of a clue as to what the hell the octopus was about. Jesse J is okay. Yeah, there was way too much Jesse J. And then, but Tiny Tempa, the rapper guy we love. I don't remember.
Who's Jesse J?
Shh, did you watch it at all, Adam?
No, I didn't see any of it.
She's a singer. She's a pop singer. She has songs out
here. She is? Okay. Like Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yes, they're sisters.
That's my girl.
I just liked that. I only watched it for like 15 minutes, but every 5 minutes they kept saying "closing ceremonies" in huge bold letters, as if you had no idea what the hell you were watching. Thank you for the reminder, NBC.
What is this?
Well, and then they did the handoff to Brazil, so Brazil had a section, and I had no idea who any of the people were or what they were singing. They have like a Brazilian CeeLo Green, from what I can tell, and I loved him, obviously.
Of course.
And then Pele came out. He's old.
Well, he is very old.
And then, there was some dancers.
A kick soccer ball.
There was stomp. There was a long time of stomp.
And which was bullshit, because that was lip-synced as well. How can you lip-sync
stomp?
Funky stomp? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
Sorry. Think
what do you mean stomp was lip-synced?
Like they were playing to a stomp track.
Yeah. It was definitely
so
not
like
enough people.
The sounds of the stomping was a track?
Yes. Oh. How else would it have sounded so good in a giant stadium like that?
Yeah.
A lot of times they mic the apparatus.
No.
And they also kept talking about the Who. Well, apparently the Who played in like an after show because I recorded the closing ceremonies and that was an hour after the closing ceremonies ended. So I didn't see the Who.
Well, I mean, why put the Who out there when you can get the Pet Shop Boys?
Right?
West End Girls. Apparently, NBC needed to show their new monkey TV show with the monkey on it. There was a show with a monkey.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to get that in there. So they broke the ending show, the final ceremony, and an hour later they played the rest of it.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. People were up in arms.
For real.
What's this monkey show?
I am intrigued.
Like, is it about, like, an orangutan or, like, one of those little spider monkeys?
Like a spider monkey.
Oh. NBC's an idiot.
Do you know what I would have wanted to see in the closing ceremonies? Is a hologram performance of, like, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
They had a hologram Tupac. They can't do Freddie Mercury.
I was disappointed there were no holograms.
For real.
There was holograms? What?
There were no holograms. There should have been. Like, yeah. a hologram Freddie Mercury.
For real.
For realsies. But there wasn't. Man, Nick is really bored.
No, I just didn't watch it. I can't say anything.
I didn't watch it at all either, but I'm certainly talking.
Oh.
Well. That wasn't a dig at you, my friend.
Whatevs.
It wasn't.
All in all, the American U.S. Dream Team won the NBA, or won the NBA, won the
it
gold medal.
Four, right?
What's that?
Four?
Didn't they only win by 4 points or something?
It's like 7 points. So they did. They definitely did not do what the original Dream Team did, but they still won.
Clearly, they talked a lot of shit on the original Dream Team.
Well, and then it came to a point where Kobe Bryant's like, well, come on, we can take him in at least one game. He's like, the original Dream Team did lose to a college all-star team before they went to Barcelona.
And then they literally wiped the floor with every single team they played.
Yes, everyone played 5 minutes, and that was it.
How do they pick the people for that team?
For the Dream Team?
Yeah.
How do they pick?
Well...
Yeah, Dave. How do they pick?
Tell us, Dave.
Dave likes basketball.
They pick the best players in the NBA. What's up?
Apparently the people are having sound problems, or maybe just Mikey.
Well, Mikey had sound problems earlier. If anyone else is having... No.
Uh-oh.
Nope, I guess not.
I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself? Hold on. How about now?
Hello? Nope.
Okay. Basically, they pick the best player. They ask the best players in the NBA if they want to participate, and they either say yes or they say no, and they get a certain number of players, and then they try them out to see who they're going to take with them to the Olympics.
Try out? Is that what you said?
Yes. As well as, they can opt out not to do it. And they made them sign a 3-year contract the first time to guarantee that they would be there, that there would be continuity. So when they played the World Championships for, like, the last Redeem team when they won in Beijing, when they played the World Championships, that was going to be the exact same team that was going to play in the gold medal games. Because the problem they were having is they were putting together all these Dream Teams that had no continuity. These guys had only played partially together in All-Star games. So when it came to playing in the Olympics, they were all so good, but they couldn't play together. So that's why half of this team was from the Beijing team and half of this team was from the World Championship. So it was pretty good.
Well, there you go.
I didn't get a chance to watch a single minute of it, but that's not true. I watched the Nigeria game.
Is that the one they won like 150-80?
Something like that, yeah.
I watched 5 minutes of a woman's game.
There's a lot of slam dunking. A woman's game?
A woman's game.
way to go, the U.S. women's soccer team. Holla.
Holla.
Yeah.
And way to go, Mexico.
Yeah.
What?
They won something.
Didn't they? Sure, the Olympics?
They did. Something in Mexico.
They're a country.
Togo's
in the Olympics.
I never saw them compete in anything.
You said you didn't watch it.
I said I didn't watch the closing ceremony.
No, did you watch the Olympics?
I watched, yeah.
What did you watch in the Olympics?
I watched the swimming. The volleyball was on a lot. The gymnastics. I watched this crazy thing with these balls that the girls would throw up in the air and catch them.
Rhythm was gymnastics.
That was amazing.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
And then we watched...
Adam's favorite.
I was pretty enthralled by the...
water polo?
Yeah, no, I saw the water polo.
Greco-Roman wrestling?
They're in the water. And they're
synchronized swimming?
Synchronized swimming.
You watched all the girly sports,
man. Yeah. And, and I wanted to watch ping pong, but I never saw it.
I saw...
it's called table tennis.
Trampolining.
Trampolining.
That was cool. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. It was just cool. By Dong Dong.
I heard there was BMX.
His name was Dong Dong.
Yeah, that's right. It was Dong Dong.
It was totally Dong Dong. Yeah, I saw some BMX.
Mikey is that said, an Olympic sport?
Mikey said ping pong was great.
Should it be?
Yeah, it's an extreme sport that they've moved into the Olympics. I think golf is going to be in it next in 4 years.
What?
It's going to be not experimental, but they're going to try it out.
Is there racquetball?
Racquetball.
It was handball.
That'd be the worst for...
handball.
It was handball.
It was handball. That'd be the worst for, like, audience viewing.
Everyone have to sit in a little tiny room.
Yeah, we'll all have one little window. Who got sent home for cheating?
The Koreans, the South Koreans got sent home for cheating. I think the Chinese.
And badminton.
And badminton.
Cheating and badminton.
A lot of them got sent home for doping.
Some people got
sent. And somebody said he ate some bad brownies, and that's why he tested positive.
That was stupid.
Was that us?
No.
A Canadian?
Yeah, it was not one of us.
Somebody over here.
The Canadians are in a tube?
The long distance... The long distance, power walker or whatever. I think he was busted for having a.
He'd have to be.
Usain Bolt. He was awesome.
I don't like him.
Why not?
It's a real cocky prick.
Yeah, but
he's too damn cocky.
But he really can back it up.
Okay,
doesn't matter.
But it does not mean you don't have to get into a camera and say, "I am a legend." That's my Jamaican accent.
I am a legend. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger punching the face.
Irie, look at me, man! I'm a legend.
He's
I
fast.
I am better.
I am too
steps.
Very fast.
42 steps in like the 100 meter.
They said he won like 3 gold medals in a total of 42 seconds running. I'm like, well, that ain't too shabby, but take it down a few notches.
Yeah, give right. these other people a
that
chance.
That ain't too shabby.
Step down now, douche.
Right, douche.
I'm looking something up.
Doucheopolis.
Michael Phelps won a lot.
He really does look like that giant.
We were looking
right?
at
telling you.
We were looking at the Olympics website earlier because he wanted me to look up the oldest Olympian.
Yes, please.
Hiroshiko Hoshikamoto. I have no idea.
My hero.
He's Japanese. 71 years old, I think.
What did he play?
Equestrian. Dressage.
Dressage.
But what the hell? All the pictures.
That?
All
is that the horse thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's equestrian.
That's all on the horse, though.
He's got to
control the horse.
All the pictures on the Olympics website look like mugshots, and they are pretty funny. I think it's their like ID picture. And they just
oh,
put
nice.
Them on, they just put them on the international.
Ever,
oh, I about, sound like a retarded Jamaican.
No, I still stick with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I got punched in the mouth. Do you guys ever look on epicfail.com?
Epic fail.
Oh, I love those. They're so funny. I was looking at them last night.
I should, because I do think those are really funny.
I love the ones where it's all, like, the people in the mirror, and they're, like,
yes.
taking pictures of themselves. Like, one girl took a picture of herself, and she's all, like, pose cute, but you can see in the reflection in the mirror she's actually, like, on the toilet. You know?
Oh, nasty.
Or one girl was, like she was doing, like, some kind of pose in the mirror, and you could tell that she was just trying to show off, like, her, like, sequins top or whatever, but there's a dildo sitting on the
oh,
sink top.
My.
It may have been done on purpose.
Yeah,
people do that on purpose to see if it will show up and if anyone will notice. One of our friends had done that on MySpace years ago. I can't remember who it was, but she was had a whole scene where she was like making food and there was a giant dildo sitting right out on the kitchen table. But this is what I wanted to read. My brother-in-law, Austin, posted this on his FB page.
That's Facebook.
That. He
well,
said...
think about it.
So I was talking with a coworker about how eventually there is going to be a time in the 100-meter dash that cannot be beat. Can we all agree about that?
Yes.
So there's going to be a time. Yeah. He says that if a time is posted, eventually someone will beat it. He goes, I told him, I understand that... But eventually there will be a time that it will be physically impossible to beat due to drag, wind resistance, etc. He kept saying, if there's a time posted, someone could beat it. So I did some math and found out, based on this theory, that in the 2484 Olympics, the time to beat will be 0.8 seconds. Don't blink.
Holy crap.
So
he did math on that?
That'll
Austin,
be a fast Jamaican.
Come on.
So, it's a fast Jamaican.
What a nerd.
Sarah's brother.
So she'd say the same thing.
She
I thought it was. I thought it was a good math, good theory.
It really right.
He
it
backed
it totally
up.
Makes sense.
Who left?
Mikey.
Oh, did Mikey leave? But later, Mikey. Happy birthday.
Bye, Mikey.
Happy birthday, brother.
You don't even think about getting near me.
What was that?
Oh, cat.
Cat.
That wasn't you, Mikey. That was the cat.
Well.
Wait, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
Epic fail.
Oh yeah, there's this one about this old lady.
You were an epic fail.
Oh, there's this one of this old lady, and you could tell that they were like setting up for like Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, because all the plates were set out, and the old lady's sitting there putting with her hand on the thing. But you can see the mirror on the wall in the back. The old guy sitting in his like white skeevies, sitting there taking a picture. It was pretty funny.
Aww.
A friend of mine posted her Facebook or MySpace picture, and I said, "Nice picture. You can see the toilet in the background. Clearly, you took this in the bathroom."
Yeah.
Immediately, she took it down.
Aww, jerk.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but no, epic fails are good.
Epic fails.
If you want to laugh at other people's misfortune.
Do you like to laugh, everyone?
Yeah.
If you did, you wouldn't listen to this show.
Right?
That's right.
So, Adam. Adam. Yeah. I have major news.
Uh-oh.
Are you
having a child?
No, not that major.
Oh. I tried to teach Millie to say I want a brother today.
God.
Didn't work.
She's smarter than that. As of September 2nd, I am moving from the location that I am working in to another location.
It's top secret.
Really?
Yes. Into a
Is this big business, Dave?
This is a big place.
Is this top
a very
secret
happy place?
Is this a promotion?
Place? I'm running away to the circus. It's not a promotion, it's a lateral move, but it is a more high profile area. It's going to be brand spanking new, so I will be
And he wears a funnier outfit.
I wear a funnier outfit.
And he's in my park.
And I will be working close to Nick.
No way.
Way.
I can call it my park. I've been there longer.
So I'm hoping that I'll still be able to use vacation time in November when you get down here.
I hope so, too.
You weren't scheduled to come on any of our plans.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Oh, Dave, me and Adam talked.
What did you say, Aaron?
I said Dave wasn't scheduled to come on any of our plans anyway.
Sorry, Dave.
It's all right.
I have it all planned.
Me and Adam talked that we're gonna go drinking, and you can have your drink.
Yeah, oh, you're one.
Just,
drink.
You're just one drink.
Oh, you're gonna go drinking like we went and played golf.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Whatever, what? Dave.
And Nick didn't go play golf with us after he kept talking about it. He kept saying, "I want to play golf. I want to play golf," and then he didn't.
I said that like when Rob was here last time, and then all of a sudden it was like, "Hey, Nick, Rob's here on Saturday." I was like, "Oh."
We gave you a week's notice.
Well. And Nick, I'm a very busy man.
Nick, yes, he's very. Did you go antiquing?
No.
Well, I hope that you guys have your schedules completely cleared for November 6th through the 10th. I know Aaron does.
I think I'm the only one.
Mine,
I had requested the whole week off before I knew they were coming.
Nice,
which is awesome.
And Mikey Maker says he's coming down as well.
Look at that!
So it's going to be a party.
Yeah. It's what day is it?
It's the 6th through the 10th.
What day?
It's a Tuesday through a Saturday.
Oh, so we're not going to do a show?
Well, we'll do it Tuesday night.
All right.
We'll just tell everyone, or we can record the if you want to do one Monday, we could do Monday's show and then do the following week's show on Tuesday night.
Nice.
Hey, I like Rob's question.
Maybe we can do it on location
just,
or something.
Just be live. But...
Yeah, we can do it live. It doesn't matter. We just won't release it until Monday.
Ooh.
Right.
Release.
Look how cool we are.
I'm running away to the circus. I'm going to do the high wire act.
That's right. I asked if he was going to be the bearded lady. No one liked that comment.
I would have.
No, really. I think we should. What act would you be, Aaron? If
you're
going
to join the circus. And in the chat room, anyone, if you're going to join the circus, what act would you be? I would like to do the high wire act. I think
I definitely
cool.
would not. And I am an awful juggler. I failed that in high school. So
was that a graded class?
Yeah, I did get graded on juggling, and I failed. I don't know.
Oh, whoa!
Thanks for participating.
I personally would like to either be like the ringmaster or the strongman.
I would like to, if I was. I'd like to be the ringmaster as well. The strongman would be awesome.
Right?
You'd wear that one piece unitard.
Carry people. That's all that guy ever does.
You have a unitard as well, showing a lot of chest hair, and a belt.
I'll have to get some fake chest hair.
And always carrying giant dumbbells.
What's this thing?
The trapeze.
Trapeze, yeah. I want a trapeze.
I want to be a clown.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that's not a stretch, Nick.
I mean,
we've seen your wardrobe. You're already ready for it.
I just need to wear more face paint and eyeliner.
There you go. Nothing else you wouldn't want to attempt to do anything else?
Lion Tamer.
All right, Lion Tamer. I was going to say Human Cannonball.
Oh, yeah. That one, too. I'll be
one of those, the clothing
I'll be the stunt man.
Stuntman.
I want to go to the actual circus next time
I've
it comes
to
town.
I've never been to a circus.
You have, all right, team day.
And Adam, team building. Adam, if you're the strong man, I'll be your dumbbell.
Whoa.
All right, perfect.
I can come out dressed up like a dumbbell, and he can put me above his head.
You heard that? Nick's coming out.
Shut.
Oh, David.
Ooh, that's number two, David.
Yeah, he's getting on my case tonight.
Throwing the David out.
That's right.
Hey, I just read this. Apparently,
Dave can read?
Apparently, someone asked the question on Celebrity Net Worth on how much is Chris Tucker worth?
$7.
How much do you think Chris Tucker's worth, everybody? $7, Aaron?
$3 million.
$3 million, Nick?
Oh, he hasn't done much.
I know.
I think he invests well. I think he's worth $7 million.
Chris Tucker is worth -$11.5 million.
Oh, Evans.
What?
Yep.
What did he do?
Chris, let's see. It says he's fallen on hard times and faces foreclosure on his $6 million Florida mansion and owes the IRS $11 million.
Wow.
How the hell do you owe them that? I mean,
if you don't pay. He's got the same tax accountant as, what's his name?
Nicholas Cage?
Wesley Snipes. It appears that they're going to make a Rush Hour 4 now.
Damn it.
Chris needs more money.
Chris Tucker needs to make some money to get out of debt.
Will they let Jackie Chan out of the home?
He's such a nobody now that he won't command enough to...
It's going to have to be good. And here's the worst part about it. The producer wants to make the movie. The director does not. So Brent Ratner, who made the first three movies, is not down for directing the fourth movie. And the producer's like, yeah, you know, they're older now. I want to see, you know, maybe they have kids. We can see what they're like with their kids. It's very sad.
Well, Jackie Chan.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah, he's like 60-something. Well, what the fuck? Expendables, they're almost all in their late 60s as well.
And they're talking about Clint Eastwood in the third one.
Oh, Jesus.
That pisses me off.
Clint Eastwood and Jackie Chan.
I could take it when it was all of the has-beens. But then Bruce Willis is in it, and I'm like, God damn it.
All they need to do now is resurrect, Charles Bronson.
No, Seagal. Steven Seagal.
Yep, Steven Seagal.
He said no twice.
Yeah,
they were in talks with him.
He has said no twice.
Well, that's because
I don't think he wanted to be a bad guy. So he wouldn't do it. And then I would love if Jackie Chan was in it, though. That would be awesome. Even a little part.
They don't need him. They have Jet Li.
Yeah.
But Jackie Chan's bigger than Jet Li.
Jackie Chan and Jet Li fight it out again? That'd be awesome.
They fought?
What? Yeah, they did in... What was the name of that movie? Anybody?
Drunken Master?
No. That's not it. You're making me look this shit up.
Yeah,
Attack of the Fist?
No. Now you're just guessing random... Let's see. There was a Fist movie. I would hope Rob would have had this by now, but...
Super Cop 4?
No.
Operation Condor 3?
No, they're making that right now. It's called Chinese Zodiac.
Awful.
It'll be his last Asian Hawk series.
I hope so.
The Forbidden Kingdom, I believe is what it was called.
Okay.
I liked Jackie Chan's movies. They're fun. And, you know, they may not be the greatest...
I like them.
They might not be the greatest cinematic films of all time, but I enjoy them for what they are. Mike Stewart says Mr. T should be in the next movie.
Yep.
I bet you he's worth negative money, too.
And Hulk Hogan should be in the next movie as well.
Oh, Hulk Hogan should be in there somewhere.
Hulk Hogan, Mr.
But he's not like an action star. He's a wrestler.
But he's Hulk Hogan.
Didn't you see
he is a Hulk Hogan.
Tropic Thunder?
Something Paradise.
Trouble in Paradise. Thank you,
Adam. Thunder
in Paradise.
And he was also in Suburban Commando.
Suburban Commando.
I own it now.
And he was in, what was the nanny movie he was in?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny.
Wow. How could I have not gotten that? What the fuck is wrong with him?
He was in that movie where he was a mister and a nanny.
He was a guy, nanny.
He was in a tutu.
Tutu.
It was about that movie where he was
in the Rock.
Godfather.
And the Rock's got to be in this movie.
Could you just see dialogue between Stallone and Hulk Hogan?
Well, the Rock still has a legitimate career? All right.
Could you see that?
Yeah, he's in G.I. Joe 2.
Mike Stewart. Mike also says Ric Flair.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He told me to shut up one time. We went to a wrestling. They do it over at Universal. They do the TNA over there, and I was cheered on Hogan, and he goes, yeah, brother. And then I said, Ric Flair, you suck. He goes, shut up. You shut up up there. You shut up.
He doesn't work for TNA anymore.
I know, but he told me to shut up.
Well, that's because he was too mean.
Ric Flair, the guy that I watched since I was a kid. And Hulk Hogan. It was like the best night of my life.
Nick.
I saw a cow pee today.
Nick saw a cow pee today.
How long were you waiting to get that in?
I've been waiting.
He's been waiting since the show started. He's fucking people
that's why
just
he wasn't
keep talking.
I was going to say, hey, Dave, ask me how my day was.
Tell me shit, don't know. I've got it written down right here. Nick's crabs. Because Nick's going to crab about something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if everyone is ready, Aaron, okay. Aaron, sing Nick's crabs theme song.
Nick's hot crabs.
That's funny.
Nice.
No, I want to crab about movies. I watched a movie last night. It was called The Devil Inside.
Devil Inside.
And it was an okay kind of movie, you know, because it was like the Paranormal Activity movie where it was like somebody's videotaping the whole time. And it was about exorcisms and stuff like that. Well, you know, it starts off real slow. And then all of a sudden they start to get like to where like the people are actually, you know, exorcised. And, you know, possessed and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, like, it's, like, really interesting. And all of a sudden, the movie ends. And I'm crabbing about, I hate that when movies just kind of, like, end and there's nothing. It's like, what do you mean? What's going on here? And just ended. So I don't like movies like that.
I don't blame you.
Like, I'm not saying that they all have to have, like, you know, a solution or whatever like that. But don't take 2 hours to get interesting and then end with nothing.
And with nothing.
It was stupid.
Aaron, sing the closing theme.
That was Nick's crabs.
Perfect.
Simple yet elegant.
All right. Like Adam, I'm going to post something right now on the Another Wasted Podcast page. And when I do it, I want you to let me know if you have found it.
Oh, if I have to get on the internet, sometimes that gives me a wonk.
Oh, then forget it. Forget it. Forget it.
Kiwi just one up Nick's story.
She would what?
She one upped it. She saw a polar bear take a shit on Sunday.
Gross.
Whatever.
And she also saw. She actually saw a polar bear.
A polar bear.
Wow.
What's that?
It's like a polar bear, but it just shits on Sundays.
No.
All right.
Cow stands and pees.
Tell us all about it.
Does everyone?
How do horses pee?
Does everyone hate the song "Call Me Maybe"?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna love it. Oh.
Is it the chat roulette
call
one?
Me maybe.
Yes.
Ah, it's hilarious.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Adam, have you seen the chat roulette call me
no,
maybe?
No, I haven't.
It's a dude dressed in a bikini and on chat roulette. Hey, you know what chat roulette is?
Yes, I do.
I'll explain to the audience just in case they don't know. Chat roulette is a webcam site where people are on their webcams and you just randomize and you'll just view other people. Most of the times...
It's a penis.
It's people jerking off.
Yes. So, in this instance, it's a dude wearing a bikini and singing...
Multiple bikinis.
And outfits of many colors. I'm going to play it, but I'm not going to have the volume up because it's going to be annoying.
Does he sing it?
He's lip-syncing it. So it's side to side, so you see the people's reactions to when they see this dude appear in a bikini.
This is awesome.
Have you... And some people are freaked out, and some people just laugh.
Get really into
it. Some people get really into it. They're singing along with him.
It's creepy, though, how many guys are sitting there without a shirt on in a dark room.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And or sitting there, there's two guys with no shirts on. Huh. Or they're just...
And you can imagine they don't have pants on. I'm just saying.
I'm not wearing pants right now, either.
No, oh. He is.
I just thought you had very dark shorts on, Dave.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing shorts.
Oh, okay.
They're not pants. Anyway, so I'm going to help. This has now had 9,666,219 views.
It's going to be awesome.
So you'll enjoy. He's done this. Dude's
this
done.
This guy's done other videos.
So. You also have to watch the Aladdin in real life.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
It's also equally hilarious. He's dressed as Aladdin. There's a girl dressed as Jasmine, and they do the "I Can Show You the World" on a what seems like a skateboard. Down this boardwalk, and people just are looking at them like, are you people crazy? It's very silly. Oh, they're in a wagon. Good time. So I just wanted to...
Okay, I'm watching some of it now. It's very funny.
God.
Where does he have all these outfits from?
I'm sure if you go to his website, he's got a gazillion outfits. So
but he's got lots of bikinis.
He does. What's that? What's the name of that stupid song?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
We should do a parody whenever Adam's down here.
Chat. Okay, a parody
can
of what?
Can we do Knock Knock Tune?
We should do something funny.
We could, but I mean, it's been done before.
Not by us.
How would we? Okay, well, let's talk this out.
I don't want to.
How would? Yeah, you wouldn't even be in it. So what's the point? You'd be the red guy. Aren't you the red guy?
These people are way creepy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I would be laughing my ass off if I saw this.
It takes away from the dude in the bikini, all the guys, no shirts on.
Who knew? The people are laughing at him so hard. I haven't seen this, Dave. This gets the clip of the week, Dave. Well done.
Hells yes. Thank you. Thank
Some
you.
Of these girls are attractive that are on Chat Roulette. What are they doing on there?
They want to see penises, I guess.
Yes, so.
I need a penis fix. Just watch Chat Roulette.
They're probably 16, too.
I've got a note here that says, never buy a house from a French guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
to our French listeners.
Look at this. I am super prepared today.
Wow, Dave. That's good. He wrote that up 10 minutes before the show.
It's not a great show, but it's certainly all written down.
Yeah. So my seller is French, and they have to get approval from the French consulate in order to sell the house. It's like, because they don't have notaries there, they just have the consulate. So they have to go and get French consulate approval. Freaking consulate went on vacation for 3 effing weeks.
What?
3 freaking weeks.
Yeah, what happens if they say no?
Fucking
I don't know. I don't think you can.
The French have lots of vacation time.
That's ridiculous.
He had to go see the Olympics.
Apparently. Mm. Apparently. But so now my closing date got pushed back.
2 days.
Which is probably good. No, at least 2 days. Because I can't get out of my damn lease until the end of September.
Damn.
That's awful.
When you do, are you going to meet the guy who's selling the house face-to-face?
Brigitte and Bernard?
Yes.
No.
I was going to say, make sure you go up to them and say, ça va.
What's that mean?
It means, like,
suck it.
How are you? Oh.
Suck it.
Say, comment ça va aujourd'hui? Which means, how are you today?
I'll say, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I don't think
with
I think
southern
that's
accent. Bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I have no idea what I just said. Do you guys remember Muzzy or Fuzzy Wuzzy?
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
No. Wuzzle?
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
The
there was this little, like, this giant orange monster that they sold videos that taught you other languages when you were a kid. I remember seeing commercials. And one of the commercials, the little girl would always go, Je suis la jeune fille. And I have no idea what she said, but I always said it.
Did
she
watch
it? That was from, like, 15 years ago.
Never heard of him.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm looking it up. I'm looking at a stuffed animal teach language.
It wasn't a stuffed animal. It was a big orange monster.
Oh, sorry. Well,
big orange monster.
I think it was Wuzzy.
Was it a Nuffle bunny?
No, I believe it was Wuzzy.
Wuzzy? What was he?
Wuzzy monster.
Wuzzy.
How about a Muzzy?
It might be Muzzy.
It's a girl's fuzzy wuzzy monster costume. I just saw it. Why did it disappear?
I got Urban Dictionary. Apparently a fuzzy wuzzy is a racist slur for blacks in England.
My bad. Charlie, let us know.
My bad. So Charlie remembers Muzzy. Muzzy.
Muzzy, the friendly green clock-eating monster from outer space. No? Is that it?
No.
Muzzy monster on MySpace.
Muzzy, the BBC language course for children. Booyah.
Damn, Dave, she beat you on her phone.
Well, that's...
Oh, just see Elijah Fee means I am a young girl.
Oh.
I shouldn't say that anymore.
Jeez, that's creepy.
I shouldn't say bonjour, I'm a young girl.
That's how you get a boyfriend.
Thanks for saving me, Charlie.
Bonjour. Bonsoir. Or it's nighttime, so it's bonsoir.
Whatever.
Bonsoir, eh?
Whatever. That's
what
I'm going to say.
Bonjourno.
I can't stop laughing at this thing.
Is this the Muzzy monster right here?
I guess he wasn't orange. I guess he was green.
He's got a Facebook. He's got a MySpace page.
Wasn't he on like orange, Schoolhouse Rock or something? Green.
Schoolhouse Rock. I've got the Schoolhouse Rock DVDs.
Why'd you hit me?
Why'd you?
Did I hit you?
What's happening over there?
Oh, I was trying to show you that.
okay. I got it here. Sorry. I can try it risk-free. I'm going to try it risk-free.
I didn't mean to hit you in the thigh butt area.
What are you doing over there?
He's not allowed on the celebrity couch anymore.
I know.
He's trying to get her attention.
Oh, I'm going to learn Chinese Mandarin.
All right.
Konnichiwa.
I'm going to learn Portuguese for when Charlie and I ambush the Rio Olympics. Waka-haka. That happened in the chat room, by the way.
I saw that. Does anyone want to talk about Mitt Romney's running mate?
I don't know what?
The Republican nominee for vice president, President Mitt Romney, his running mate.
Why would we want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Mikey suggested it, so.
Well, don't ever talk anything current.
He ain't here anymore, so let's move it on.
We've moved on from that, Nick, about 80 shows ago.
I never got the memo.
You did get the memo when I told you I need you to do current events.
Did you guys know that Dave is off on Friday, Saturdays now?
What the hell? I feel like I'm so behind
since
right now.
It's like March.
But the funny thing is, I clearly remember you telling Nick that because Nick said that exact same sentence was, we have the same days off now. He said the same exact story this morning. Except this morning.
This morning. Well, hello, baby.
Boo.
Whatever.
I wish I had the music, but do you guys want to play some Full House trivia?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
We ain't got nothing else interesting to talk about.
I don't remember the theme song all of a sudden.
Hey, Adam?
I got every other one.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Can you sing the theme song to...
Oh.
I got...
Everywhere you look.
There's a thing.
Somebody's...
There's twins. All right.
So everyone knows this television program, Full House?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I am going to read these 10 questions. I wish I had the Full House
thing.
Are
we supposed to, like, ding in? Or
yes. When you...
I'm ready.
You're going to say Aaron. You're going to just say your name.
Aaron.
You have to say your own name.
Your own name.
Oh.
And kids, you can play at home.
7 seconds after we type.
Exactly. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the question, and there are four choices for answers. Okay. If you know the answer before the choice, I will click. This is terrible because I won't know the actual answer until the game is over. Okay. So we'll know who gets it right or wrong in the end. This is a terrible game. I just found this.
I'm so nervous.
Who wrecked Danny's car?
Stephanie. Oh, I mean Adam.
Adam?
Stephanie.
That is incorrect. I can tell you because it's not one of the four choices.
Uncle Jesse.
Aaron?
Was it Kimmy?
Kimmy is one of the choices. I will click on that since you guessed it first.
Yeah.
I forgot to say my name.
I'm going to keep track on this as to who answered and got the answer.
It's red. Is that bad?
I think this means you got it. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you chose D for Kimmy, and that was
D-E.
By the way, Kiwi goes to a really dirty zoo. She also saw a tiger take a piss and an S.
And shit.
All right, question number two. Pam died in a car accident. True or false?
Nick. True.
Nick says true.
Do y'all know who Pam is?
The mama.
Danny's former wife.
Oh, Matt's wrong.
Nick. We don't know the answer yet.
No, Matt said Stephanie for the first one.
Question number three. DJ ditched school to meet a famous singer with Kimmy. Was this true or false?
And Nick.
Aaron?
True.
Aaron's saying true.
It is true.
Nick. Adam, are you still with us?
Who is the famous singer?
I don't know yet. Adam, who is the famous singer?
I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, you call me Adam.
I was talking to Adam first, but then I just turned around to look at you because you're not sitting here.
I don't know.
She had a perm, blonde perm, and a denim.
Dolly Parton.
Gibson.
Huh?
Debbie
Gibson? Debbie Gibson?
I don't think she was a real famous person.
No. Oh. Number four. Jesse went skydiving the day of his wedding.
True. Aaron. Nick.
Aaron says true.
I said Nick, though. Aaron never said Aaron. Aaron just said true.
Aaron said true Aaron.
Well, that doesn't count.
Number five.
Oh, shenanigans on that one.
DJ never had a boyfriend before Steve. True or false?
Adam, true.
Adam says true.
Oh, God, these all can't be true.
Why not?
Because by reasonable deduction, one of them has to be false.
When did you use words like that?
Well, I watched Sherlock Holmes the other day.
Did Jesse think DJ was drinking beer at a dance? True or false?
Aaron, Nick. True.
Aaron says true. Aaron says yes.
Shut up. That was a good episode. It really moved me.
Crap. Whoever's texting you is massaging my back.
You're welcome.
Gross. Aaron's got the most answers so far. We'll see if she got the most right. Number seven. What does Steve do when he gets to the Tanner's house? What does Steve do when he gets to the Tanner's house? Do you want choices?
Yeah.
A. Read. B. Do homework. C. Eat.
Oh.
D. Watch TV.
Aaron. Nick.
Aaron.
Oh.
Eat.
Aaron says eat?
That's what I was going to say.
Adam.
Adam, what do you say?
Watch TV.
All right, I'm going to write that down anyways. And Adam says watch TV.
I
just
go with eat, too.
For Adam. All right. Stephanie moved into the bathroom at one point. True or false? Nick?
Oh.
False.
Nick says false.
It's true.
Damn it. I figured one of them has to be false.
Nick? Stephanie had a bear named what? Mrs. Little?
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Mr. Bear.
Mr. Bear. It's number C.
Oh, damn it is Mr. Bear.
God, Nick is so upset by this.
Yep.
Number 10, Michelle fell off her horse.
Nick. True.
Nick says true.
Worst last episode ever. I was disappointed and I was like 8.
She didn't die?
No, stupid.
All right, your score was 70%.
Damn.
Who wrecked Danny's car? We said...
Oh, I got it wrong.
Aaron said, Kimmy... The answer was...
We know that back-to-school time means back-to-school germs. That's why Lysol...
The answer was Jesse.
Aha!
Oh, you, that
was me.
If you had been quicker.
I was faster.
Pam died in a car accident. That is true.
Woohoo!
Way to go, Nick.
Super Nick.
Well, one.
One for Nick.
I got the first one correct.
You didn't answer wrong.
You didn't
buzz. You didn't buzz.
Jesse went skydiving on the Davis wedding, which is true. DJ never had a boyfriend before Steve. We have number five. We said that was true, and that was Adam. Actually, it was false, Adam.
Oh.
Did have a boyfriend. Did Jesse think DJ was drinking at a dance? Yes. And that was Aaron. What did Steve do when he goes to the Tanner's house? Eat was the correct answer.
Oh, no, this was me.
And
that was me.
Stephanie moved into the bathroom. We selected false. The answer was true.
Damn it.
Told ya.
What a
no, you were wrong.
He said it was true.
Oh, that's right. Nick said false. You're right. Aaron would have gotten that point.
Whatever. I would have got the first point.
Mr. Bear and Michelle fell off her horse. True. Yeah. And Nick got that. Way to go. So let's count the points.
Let's count the points. Adam has negative one.
Adam, yes.
You were playing this quiz as a guest, Dave. Why didn't you sign in so everybody knew you were taking a Full House trivia?
1, 2, 3. Aaron won 5-3.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And now my Full House.
And that was Full House trivia.
Even though none of us could get the theme song right.
And anywhere you look
I got the first part.
I kept wanting to sing, Whatever Happened to Predictability?
The Milkman.
I don't even know what show that is.
That's Family Matters, isn't it?
You miss your familiar friends. Waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look.
Oh, I was right.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. I've got all the words right here. That's Whatever Happened to Predictability, The Milkman, The Paperboy, The Evening TV.
Sing it.
Whatever Happened to Predictability, The Milkman, The Paperboy, The Evening TV. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a heart. There's a heart to hold on to. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a face of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look, when you're lost out there, you're all alone. A light is waiting to carry you home. Everywhere you look, everywhere you look.
I don't think that show would have made it past the pilot with that song.
If it was just based on the song?
No, you singing it.
Oh, well, it turned
Adam would have done
it. Well, of course, Adam is a much more talented...
Adam's like our Wayne Brady.
All right.
Adam's our Wayne Brady.
Adam's like our Wayne Brady.
I don't know how he feels about that at all, but you know.
I feel pretty good about it.
Awesome.
He's loaded.
That's right.
Adam.
You
have an event coming up.
Ooh.
That's right.
Please regale us.
On Saturday, I'm going to run from some zombies.
Ooh,
what?
Take pictures.
No way. So I found out, I've come to the realization that I haven't trained for this, and I actually haven't ran in like a year.
When did you realize you hadn't trained for this?
Yesterday.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. I work out like 3 days a week, but all I do is lift. Like, I haven't run in forever. So, like, I feel like the obstacles I'll be good at. Like, I have to climb a cargo net. I'll have to do whatever, blah, blah,
but
blah.
But getting in between will be rough.
All right. Like, anything running. So, and I can't outrun zombies, I don't think, because they can either be slow or fast. So, my goal for the zombie run is to just run straight at all the zombies.
Because they have to move out of your way because they can't touch
you.
They
will have to move. Or I guarantee you the first one that doesn't move is going to not be too happy.
You're going to do the old John Candy?
I'm just going to run straight at the fuckers and hopefully they'll move.
With your arms in the air? Ah!
I don't know that I'm going to do that. I'm just going to be like, look, I'm out of shape. I'm just running. So you can stand in my way, zombies, or you can move.
You need to get a T-shirt that says, get the hell out of my way.
Wait,
or I'll run you over.
They can't touch you. What do they do?
They grab your flags.
Grab flags. Yeah,
how
you
many
have
flags
like
do you have?
Five flags on.
Five.
There you go, Adam. You have five chances to see if your three works.
Yeah.
That's right.
Four. You have four.
Oh, it won't. They'll catch me. And I get this like email saying, okay, here's, like, the rules of the event. And just so you know, if you come up to an obstacle that you can't do, please tell one of the officials at the obstacle and then why you're going to go around it, and then they'll add some time on to your run or something like that, right?
Oh, nice.
One of the obstacles includes low-voltage shocks.
Jesus.
Are you fucking kidding
I'm
me?
I'm so glad we did not sign up for this.
Adam,
there's still time.
It might be some kind of... where they have like a fence, and
yeah,
you have
it
to
is.
Crawl.
That's exactly what it is.
You have to crawl underneath it, and if you touch it, you'll zap your ass.
Yep.
Aaron, there's still time.
I don't want
to. I'm going to be fucked. If I get zapped, I'm going to be pissed. The zombies better move then, because if my ass gets zapped, I am just going to be hauling ass at the next zombie I see.
I can see Adam. Get the fuck out of my way.
Now, Adam,
I'm shocked.
Like, you know what, zombies? My ass just got zapped back there. And. Like this, it's been 110 degrees here forever,
ooh,
right?
Yes.
This past weekend, the high was like 84.
Perfect
and like,
running
they
up,
say
but...
next weekend, their highs might only be 78 degrees.
Wow.
That's nice.
Now, I know that's not like hot or cold, you know, but there's like pools of water that we have to jump in and all this kind of shit. It might get a little chilly out there.
I really want a video.
I could just see Adam. Damn it. Hell. Ow, that hurt.
Right? I'll be like, God damn it.
Adam, just to let you know.
I'll just stay under that fence and be like, you know what? I'll just wait here till they take this fucking thing down.
Come here, give me zombies.
Adam, just to let you know, your race, which is 4 days, 6 hours, and 28 minutes away, is 95% full.
That's right.
So you only...
Just hide in the middle.
So in Missouri, folks, if you are looking to run this race, it's going to be $87.
Not worth it.
To get in to do this race.
Did you say not worth it?
Not worth it. It's a 5K.
But it's for the zombies.
How long
it's
is a
for
five,
the zombies.
How long is a 5K?
3 miles.
3 miles.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Cost me $90 to run the full marathon at Disney World.
But there's no zombies chasing you at Disney World.
There should
matter.
Be.
There should be.
And you won't get shocked.
Aaron,
I'm gonna guess it's a zombie.
I ain't going to get shocked.
You can do this as a zombie, Aaron. For like, I don't know if they charge
you
for that.
No, I'm gonna dress as a zombie for the Disney one and just walk through the path.
Dave, don't let Aaron do that because she'll be a zombie and then she'll get all the zombies and go, okay, so I got these two friends running and whenever you
that's
see
right.
them, just attack them.
One of them's gonna be dressed like a clown.
Now, Nick,
yes,
if we still want to do this,
yeah,
which I don't know, it's 65% full right now, a little maybe 60% full.
Okay,
what's the cost?
$77.
Oh, my God.
$77.
Okay.
We have until October 3rd.
Okay.
It's for $77.
What day is it?
It's November 17th.
And you guys will both be off because it's a Saturday.
Yeah, Dave, let's do it. I'll see if I get one of my buddies to do it with us.
If you have seven, it's 95 days, 6 hours, and 26 minutes away.
Wait, what day is the November
17th?
17th. You can't be a zombie anymore.
Dang it.
All the zombies.
Those sell out fast.
Yes. You can still be a volunteer.
Oh, Kiwi's game plan was to try to get into one of the later wars so the zombies would be more tired.
Kiwi,
that's
are you?
I'm at. I go at 2:30.
Nice.
But they have different waves of zombies.
Ooh, zombie waves.
So, like, I watched this video, right? And they show, like, you're on this, like, little path and there's just a zombie in front of you. And you have to try and get around it, right? Well, then they had in this one, I guess it was in Pennsylvania or something. One of the last things they did was they had this ginormous hill. And they just covered the hill in plastic and then put a hose on it. Jeez. And you just jumped on it and just slid down this huge-ass hill.
Nice.
You get up from the hill, and then you have to run to the finish line. And between that end of the hill and the finish line, there was like 40 zombies. Just like walking around, and all you did was just you just had to run and try and get around them. Some of the zombies will chase you. Some of them are just way slow.
I say you spin in circles the entire time.
I say, you know, if I was a zombie, I wouldn't be trying to get anyone's flag. I would just be walking like this crazy, creepy zombie. That's all.
But if you spin, your flags will go out and be easier for them to grab.
That's true.
That's right. I'll just tuck them in my pants.
Parking, there you go.
Parking is $10 per vehicle. We suggest you carpool. There's safety in numbers.
That's right. You know where there's safety? In my fists.
Adam's going to get disqualified for beating the hell out of some zombie after he gets shocked to hell.
I'll be like, God damn it, I'm already out.
Quit. There's no more flags in my pants.
But just kidding. Right. They were in my pants.
I'm just trying to find the bathroom.
I just want to go to the apocalypse party.
Adam, you should go there and say, and take a leash with you and say, has anybody seen my dog? I was walking in the woods and all these zombies. Where's my dog?
Where's my dog?
And then you, then
where's
you
my little girl?
Walk to the end of the finish line.
I can do that.
Nick just trailed off.
Oh.
You walk to the finish line.
Dave spun around in his chair like he thought he was going to see a zombie.
I thought maybe he had a seizure or something.
Hey, you know what? Talking about zombies, I thought about this the other day at work. Do you have a zombie plan or like an apocalypse plan?
Yeah, get a motorcycle.
No, like I'm serious. Like,
what if and a motorcycle.
Dave's like, I don't care about my family.
I'm going to get a fucking motorcycle, and Nick will come by in his truck and save him. No big deal.
Nick will be the first
I was thinking about that on the way to work. Like, there's this TV show coming out called, like, Revolution or something like that. I don't know what it is. But, like, all the electric goes out. Like, none of the electric comes on and,
Revolution.
People die or something like that. I don't know. And I was thinking about it. I was like, oh shit. Like, what happens if that happens, like, tomorrow? Like, you're at work and, like, everything shuts off. Like, everything just closes down and there's, like, mass hysteria. Like, do you have a plan? Like, what if Sarah's at work and, like, you're here? Like, do you know to meet back at the house or do you know to meet over here? Like,
you're really intense right now.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, really. Like, What happens if a monkey drinks bad milk and then bites somebody and then everybody's a zombie?
Outbreak?
Yeah.
Outbreak.
Do you have a plan? Like, do you have, like, okay, Nick, you know, I need you on my zombie team. We're going to meet over at Walmart and, you know, we're going to fucking load up your truck and we got to go over here to get a gun.
That's my plan.
We got to get, like,
That's my plan, too.
We'll meet at Walmart.
Yeah, because Walmart will
ABC Liquor. That's what
Walmart
I'm
will be empty. ABC Liquor may be better.
Walgreens. Nobody goes there.
No, I'm not saying
I'll meet
like,
you at CVS
to like you know get bottles
Here's
of water.
The thing, though. Make sure you get bow and arrows.
Yeah,
I already have them.
At least
somebody
bows.
Said that about that new TV
we
show.
We can make our own arrows.
Everybody has a bow and arrow. Nobody has a gun. But no,
you have to because you have to make bullets.
We have it.
Eventually, you will run out of bullets,
and then you get the bow.
You never run out of bows.
Slingshot.
If you take
it
to Walmart, and you're like
sound. The sound of all the bullets and the gun shooting attract more zombies.
And or attract more people who want to kill you.
I'm going to fling spit wads.
I like slingshots. If we could be an army of slingshotters.
That would be intense. Swords.
What'd you say, swords?
Swords?
Katanas.
Katana swords. I'll have the stick.
But really, do you have, like, nobody
no,
has a plan?
No, we don't have a plan.
Well, we need to come up with one.
Well, why don't you?
I thought you just did.
No, that was just a bullshit. I was just talking to my ass.
Sounded good.
Yeah, we like it.
Well, who says I want to meet up with y'all?
The problem with all that, the problem with all that, Nick, is that by the time you get to Walmart, every redneck Hoosier will already be there, and they've already taken every gun and every.
They were there already.
But they're rednecks; they already have the guns.
But they're going to want more. And they'll probably already have. There will be a massive rednecks who have already taken over the Walmart, and they'll be a king of Walmart.
Yeah.
And we won't even be able to get our.
I was thinking about medieval
chips.
Times. That's like a castle.
There'll be people there already, and it's not really a castle.
How do you know? How do you know people would be?
Because people work there.
Not all day. What happens if it happens at like 9 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, we take the horses.
We have horses. Because, you know, because all gas pumps, they're electrical. So you're fucked.
What you do is you go to the utilidors.
Oh, yeah, because that won't be a madhouse.
Yeah. Of crazy Disney employees.
We're going out to the country.
Aramark would still be charging you to eat.
Fuckers. We're going out to the country, and we're red dawning it.
So you'll meet me in Winterhaven?
Yes.
It's perfect.
No, you get a boat.
Wolverines!
You get a boat. You go on the river.
And fish for our food?
Ooh. No, you don't get fish. They're contaminated.
Yeah, like brain-eating amoebas. We opened the show with that.
Yeah, you'll get your penis eaten by amoebas.
I'm not going to be swimming with these
Doesn't matter. Don't put them in your neck.
And zombies. Either. Zombies don't have to breathe, so they go underwater.
We've gone from revolution to having no power to all of a sudden zombies are everywhere because of the outbreak.
I don't want to. Well, no, I kind of do want to scare Adam. Charlie says, "How's the bath salt situation? Imagine if one of those guys get in the zombie race."
That's right. I'll be fucked up.
And Lori says she'll bail you out of jail.
Try and eat my face off.
Lori said she'd bail you out of jail.
Thanks, Lori.
When you punch a zombie,
I will punch them. Just going to run straight at them. If they don't get out of the way, that's their fault.
Ooh. Knock their ass over.
Austin is in the room now. Austin, I did tell the story about your.
Your
math and the fastest man
Adam
in the world.
Adam called you a nerd.
A little bit. We called you a nerd.
Not we.
You.
Just Adam.
Just me, Austin.
Don't pull us into that.
I would also like to say hello to whoever This Is My Story is.
Ooh.
Hello, This Is My Story.
And Lindsay has joined the room. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello. A little too late.
So we're about to wrap up this this thing. I can tell you that This Is My Stop is... this is great. They're in... Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh, Phoenix.
Do you guys know? I know. My favorite bands are from the Arizona area, Tempe, Arizona. The Refreshments and the Jim Blossoms and Dead Hot Workshop and the Pistoleros.
Those are still your favorite bands?
Those are still my favorite bands. Hells yeah. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. There's a movie coming out this fall called Stuck Outside Phoenix, but I don't know if we'll ever get a chance to see it here or in St. Louis. It'll probably be in the Art House. Based upon the emergence of the bands coming out of Tempe, Arizona, like the Jim Blossoms.
Is it a documentary?
No, it is a movie.
Oh.
Art Edwards, the former bass player from the Refreshments, wrote a book about 10 years ago, and he got it published, and he got together with a director who does direct documentaries to do this movie. Anyways, he got all the money to make the movie from Kickstarter.
So zombies.
So all the his friends. Zombies, so the fans paid for the movie. So it's going to be kind of cool. So butt sex.
Butt sex and zombies. Zombie butt sex.
I will not butt sex a zombie.
Probably a good idea. And I guess I have a swing race coming up, possibly.
Oh, now it's a possibility.
Right. Well, I mean,
from,
I'm going to kick all these young kids' asses to a possible race.
No. I told you it was a win-win situation. If I win, I win. If I lose, then they just beat a 37-year-old. So I don't lose. Someone has to find the location of this swimming event and the time that we can all do it. So it's a 100-meter 100-meter individual medley. So one lap of butterfly, one lap of backstroke, one lap of breaststroke, one lap of freestyle. And I'm pretty positive that was my
great Olympic sized pool.
That was my event. Where did you know Olympic sized pool?
I'm lying.
No,
have a non Olympic sized pool.
Yeah, your pool is weirdly shaped.
No, the new place. It's square.
Oh, that's right. You have a new place.
Yeah. Well, not yet. She hasn't closed on it.
Whatever. I can get
it. It should be closer to the Kissimmee area, the Lake Buena Vista area, for other people to come and view this event.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have an audience?
Yeah, people want to watch this nonsense.
Oh, please, someone go watch it.
Oh, I'm going to be the efficient.
We'll video record.
I'm wearing a full a 1920s bathing suit.
Okay. Do you have this set
with a top
suit?
With a top and the shorts with the belt?
Do you have this set?
No, Sarah's gonna have to make it.
You need it. Yeah, you
out
need
of cards material.
You need a swim cap.
A swim.
Yes.
Double.
What? Double swim cap.
A double swim cap. Well, one for my goggles and then one for my head. When I swam, I had really long hair, so I sure wish I had thought about having two bathing caps.
Don't worry, listeners. We will take photo and video.
And I don't own a Speedo, so if I'm going to wear a Speedo, someone's going to have to purchase it for me.
It's because they let you borrow one. I thought you were going to say
borrow it too.
Someone will have to purchase me a Speedo. I would love if anyone was in the Niles North area, if they could get me a Speedo from the school as well as a purple bathing cap, that'd be fantastic. Got 3 weeks. So I can wear Niles North colors.
Within 3 weeks.
I'll have my Niles North colors on. Representing. Even though these guys, I haven't swam competitively in, 20 years? And they have all swam competitively in less than 10 years. So,
some 37-year-old's going to get beat.
I'm not going to lose.
You're probably going to lose.
I'm not going to lose. She's looking at my gut.
No, I wasn't. I was looking at the cord. But now that you mention it.
I'm definitely wearing a rash guard to hide my belly.
is that guy wearing a boost? Oh, what is it?
Spanx.
A corset?
I'll wear Spanx!
You should wear some Spanx.
Hells yeah! I'll wear some Spanx. That'll tighten me up, right? Yeah. We'll be streamlining.
Please do.
We'll spray you down with Pam, Dave. That'll help.
Ugh, I don't want to get Pam in the water. No, I'm fairly confident still.
Good.
At least I'll beat one of them.
Dave, you only have to beat yourself.
I do that daily.
Oh,
AWOA podcast at gmail.com is our email address. Please feel free to email us their complaints.
Complaints. Oh,
shit, I just dropped all sorts of shit. Please email us your complaints about the show or things you'd like to tell us or the penis pictures for Aaron.
Go to speak to my pipe.
That's right. Send those.
Speakpipe.com. You can go and leave us a voice message if you'd like to leave us a voice message. I didn't check it today. Let me check it out right now. You can go to speakpipe.com. If you can also speakpipe. Go to iTunes. Don't forget to go to iTunes and
rate us. Leave us a message.
5 stars. Leave us a message. Let us know how much you love us. Unless so other people will know. Nope, no messages. So other people will know that we deserve your love. Oh, Millie's awake. So it's perfect timing. What else? Stitcher. You can take us on the go on Stitcher.
SarahPrettyFun.blogspot.com.
Sarah, Aaron is always shilling for a Sarah. She's soon going to be selling some shit, so you need to get on that. Adam,
Some lovely goods.
Adam.
She's selling her goods.
She's got some goods.
You guys are that bad?
She's got some goods. That's all I can say. She's got some goods.
She's selling some goods.
She won't sell her goods. She'll sell her wares. We want other goods.
Oh, now she's selling her wares too?
Adam, you have anything in the upcoming week?
No. Big things in the works.
Fan diggity tastic. Over there, I've got Nick. I'm going to ask you, do you have anything coming up in your little world?
No. My roommates are moving out this weekend, so I'll be all by myself.
You're old people?
No, my roommates. They just happen to be old. They're with me. She asked about listening to the show, too, and I said, no. It's not a show that I would like you to listen to. And she goes, do you talk nasty? And I said, a little bit.
Aaron, do you have anything coming up in the upcoming week?
Not a darn thing.
Apparently I'm helping Aaron move soon.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be a lot like the last time I helped her move.
Which I don't remember.
Which I didn't show up in time.
Oh, yeah.
She had already finished moving, so I was on my way there, and she's like, oh, we're done. I'm like, I'm on my way home.
I'll turn around.
Turn around.
Every time, I get a little bit closer.
Turn around.
Can we do a video of that?
You want to do a video of turn around?
We need the bass drum. We're going to need the big Japanese bass drum for the musical interlude.
Yeah. Yeah, if we can find a big bass drum.
Lori, I love you, but no.
Now, Lindsay says she was just listening to that song, No Lies.
It's a good song, Lindsay. Uh-huh. You're now my favorite fan.
Lori says Emmy can move in with you now.
Yeah.
Is she planning on moving in with you?
No.
Does she know where you live?
No.
Oh,
No, yeah.
This is...
Finger pointing. Should clearly, we say this on the radio?
Yeah, clearly unnecessary, but someone from the Chesterfield Mall says hello to our
what?
Show, and you don't know who she is, so I don't even know why I'm telling you.
I don't know why you're...
Good
like
story.
There's like an epic point right
out there. I saw her at my store.
Good story, Dave.
Here are the refreshments.
See you.
Playing a little song called Good Year from the Bottle and Fresh Horses album. Everybody, we are very fond of you. Adios. See you. Thank you all for listening. See you.